Now, on Mondays, the Business Report on NPR News focuses on technology, and today we have the new version of Microsoft Office. As a new look, it's designed to limit the amount of mousing around, moving around, clicking and pointing. The idea is that you could actually get some work done rather than trying to figure out how the computer works. To find out more, we called David Pogue, who double-clicks through technology for the New York Times. Okay, I'm so used to using a mouse and moving this arrow around on the screen to click on things that I really don't understand how else you would do it. How do you do it otherwise?
Well, that's a raging question. People are starting to wonder if the interface, that is the way the computer looks and works to you, is ripe for an upgrade, an overhaul. We've been using the same basic setup since, the late 1970s.
But what do you do that's different? I mean, if you play with this Microsoft Office, how else do you navigate around the computer and all the different files in there?
Well, Microsoft Word, for example, it has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of commands, and they used to be all in menus and submenus and sub-submenus, and it turns out that Office 2007 has no menus. They've brought everything out into the open on the screen at the top in a strip of buttons and controls organized into a bunch of logical tabs.
So, I want to try to explain this. I mean, if you're ever confused, someone might say, go to the Start button, click on the Start button, a bunch of choices come up, and then you click on one of those and a bunch more choices come up. And you're telling me that now it looks like the dashboard of an airplane with a bunch of little controls all over the place, but in plain sight.
That's right. But at least they're trying, and they've lost some things along the way. Some features didn't really fit anywhere, so they just got rid of them. And then a bunch of other leftovers they stuffed into this one pseudo menu at the top left corner of the screen. So it's going to involve a lot of relearning.
Could this be a precursor of much bigger changes, though, a totally different way of approaching the computer?
No.
Thanks, David. Goodbye.
World's shortest interview.
No, but where are they heading with this?
Yeah, there have been some interesting efforts. One clue is the rise of these instant search commands in both the Macintosh and now in Windows Vista, where you type a few letters of what you're looking for and up pops the thing, whatever folder it's buried in. And if you think about it, that means that we needed a cry for help here because the folder thing was getting too unwieldy.
Before mouses and icons and that sort of thing, people just typed a command into a computer. Might we eventually head back toward that system then?
Well, that's what's cracking me up. That's what everyone poo-poos is the old Stone Age way of using a computer, by memorizing and typing commands. But this is one of the most touted and beloved features of both the latest macOS and the latest Windows Vista, is you can start to do things by typing out little commands again. And the old timers are saying, dude, didn't we do this 20 years ago?
David, good to talk with you.
Thank you. You too.
David Pogue covers technology for the New York Times and is a regular guest here on Morning Edition.